Call meeting to order. All stand for salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the floor for public comment. Lori.
So at the last meeting, you had mentioned to send an email to receive the documents that Charlie provided regarding our SLAMA. I sent an email, I sent two, and I believe I sent it to Trustee Ayer and Charlie and copied Missy. I think maybe you, and I still have not received any documents, nor are they posted on the website.
Okay, refresh me as to what you asked for.
So, it was specifically referring to the audit, which I found. I got that. I was talking about the document that Charlie provided the board.
That was the audit.
No, he said this was his response.
No, Charlie did not give us a response. He gave us the ABO audit, a copy of the ABO audit, which we already had, but that's what he provided us.
All right, because when I listened to the audio, my... kind of
says
this is our response. So.
There was a letter at the end of it, response.
From our SLAMA?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was part of the audit, though. There was a response from, there's a letter from our SLAMA.
That is not part of the audit that I saw online at the,
okay.
The audit. So if that letter is available, could it be posted to the website or could somebody send it?
We'll send you a copy. That was the... Erswama's explanation of...
Right, because he said it was our response. That's what he said.
Okay. I thought you meant Charlie's response. He didn't give
it. No. Our response.
Yeah. Yes, that was attached, so... Anyone else? Steve?
In my second letter, I pointed out that raising poultry in an R3500 zone is a non-conforming use and a violation of the zoning law of the village. And I'm here to find out what we're going to do about that, how it's going to be, or whether it's going to be enforced. That is, the zoning law is going to be enforced.
Well, we're waiting for our attorney to get back to us on that, because there's disagreement amongst the parties within the village, the code enforcement officer and, people are... One's this way, it doesn't say this, it doesn't say that, and I have not heard back from the village attorney as to whether or not, as to where he stands on that, but he did, I have heard that he's looking into it, and he should be here tonight, so hopefully he'll have an answer tonight.
I do know how to resolve it if it can't be resolved in the village.
Understood. And, we will...
I have retired, but I have not hung up the license. I'll wait and see if he comes.
He hasn't made the last meeting or two, and we have not been able to get that resolved. So,
all right.
But. Thank
you. Anyone else?
Okay, approve the minutes for the December meeting.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Guy, seconded by Randy to approve the minutes. Any questions on the minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Treasurer's report. I think we only have December's, right?
Right.
There's still adjustments being made to November, I guess, so... So we'll table November till next month. Motion to make a motion or entertain a motion to approve December's treasurer's report.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Bill.
I'll second.
Second by Dave. Any questions on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. reports of committee, or correspondence. We got a little bit of correspondence here this morning. I have a letter here from the Nassau Reformed Church. Dear Village of Nassau, thank you so much for your recent donation of $130 financial assistance to the Nassau Research Center, Resource Center, Food Pantry Mission of the Nassau Reformed Church. Your gift has helped us feed over 400 families, Thanksgiving, and Christmas baskets. These people rely on our food pantry throughout the year. We were able to share wonderful Christmas toys with nearly 100 children with your help. We greatly appreciate your continued support of our efforts to help needy families and individuals year-round. So that money came from a shredding that we did here. The money that was, we worked a deal with the shredding company, and the money that was paid to do the shredding was donated to the Resource Center. Second piece is the notice. I'm sure everybody got one in the mail today, too, the Dewey Lowful Superfund site. There's a public meeting on January 25th. At St. Mary's Hall from 6 to 7. Open house from 6 to 7, presentation at 7. So hopefully all of those, anyone who's interested can get over there to see that. Highway Department.
We've been very lucky so far in that we don't have much snow. And The plowing is going on a regular basis, and the sidewalks are being cleared for the most part. Missy has, we have a copy of a letter here that she sent to property owners reminding them that they need to shovel off the street and keep it clear. It's going pretty well. There are a couple of spots that need some help. I intend to talk with a couple of the homeowners and see if possibly, if it's not available to them, if they're disabled or something like that, we could find some young high school boys that might be willing to spend a few minutes to clear it at a fee, of course. That's really all I've got right now. Bob and I and Charlie attended an Erxwama meeting, but that's on the agenda here, and we'll talk about that at that time. So that's all I have.
Okay. Water Department?
Jay went around the village looking for any possible leaks. The usage was up a little bit, then it went down, so he was just concerned. But the average daily use for the month was 101,000 gallons. All tests are current. There was coliform tests given, and they were negative. He did the routine samples. We received a comprehensive schedule for testing for 2017 and what to do this year, and that's going to be handled. I guess we have to have most of the tests done by August or September of 17. So Jay's going to be working on that. We're going to be doing our lead and copper sampling pretty soon. All the backflow prevention testing was done. I believe there's one place that needs to address an issue right now, and they're working on it. And the system is working fine at this time.
Okay. Police Department.
Officer Jones filed a written report, which you all have in front of you. In December, there were 5 arrests, 23 incidents, and 69 traffic tickets issued. 24 of those tickets were for speeding, including 7 in excess of 20 miles over the speed limit. The average speed over the speed limit for a ticket was 17.5 miles an hour. There are 3 tickets written for failing to stop at the red light on Route 20, 5 tickets written for operating a motor vehicle while using electronic device. There were 2 DWIs, 1 ticket for driving while ability impaired due to alcohol, and 2 for consumption of alcohol in a motor vehicle. There was also a drug-related arrest involving concentrated cannabis. And the details of those are in the report. Unit 602, the 2016 Interceptor Utility has 10,500 miles on it. 603, the Crown Victoria has 36,500 miles on it. Later in the agenda, I have a piece of new business related to the police department. It's a request for the village to renew the shared services agreement that's historically had with the towns of Skodak, East Greenbush, North Greenbush, and the city of Rensselaer. The agreement allows the village to take advantage of the following: hostage negotiation services, accident investigations, crime scene investigations, certain kinds of in-service trainings, access to all-terrain and other kinds of special vehicles, and dispatch and other communications. It also allows us to take advantage of the what they refer to as the Shared Services Emergency Response Team. It's basically a SWAT team for folks, for departments out here who don't have their own SWAT teams. And it's made up of members from the police departments in the five municipalities, those who are credentialed to be on that team. Basically, the agreement is it's the same agreement we've signed at least for the last 8 years that I'm aware of, and this one would run from January 1st to December January 1st 2017 to December 31st 2020. The last one ended at the end of this past year, and you should have a copy in your packets when the time comes. So if people need want to look at that before we discuss, that's all I have.
Yeah. Assessor.
Okay, grievance day will be February 21st, and I will be holding hours on Thursday, February 9th, from 6 to 8 p.m. and also Saturday, February 11th, from 10 to 2. So if anybody wants to discuss their assessment before grievance day, those are the hours I'll be available. And you can also feel free to contact me as well through Missy or email. That's it.
Okay.
Perfect time.
Yeah, right on time.
I don't have anything interesting to report. I want some specific
questions. Well, there are some specific questions about the situation on Elm Street with the chickens.
Yeah, basically.
You were reviewing.
Yeah, our current law doesn't really address, or it addresses it, but it's not, when I looked at our local code, I think it, at least in that area, it doesn't allow them. So we have the authority to write a ticket if we want for a violation of the zoning ordinance. If the code guy wants to do that.
Well, I think so we're of the opinion now that that's the law, that they're not legally.
Yeah, that's the
chickens
way
are illegal at this point.
Chickens are illegal in that particular zone as written or as expressed. I mean, I don't know for a fact that that's the zone that it's in, but I trust that Steve Cooper would not mention that if it weren't accurate.
It's right next door, Dave. I know where it is.
Thank God I spoke positively. Steve doesn't know what he's talking about. No. Steve knows what he's talking about. And you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
In terms of the code, it's not. It's real. It's the language is a little strange, the way it sort of references it. But yeah, it's illegal.
Okay, so you're of the opinion that this is enforceable.
Yes.
Have him write a ticket then.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm going home.
Stop by more often.
Good to see you, Steve.
Yeah. Anything else, Dave? Okay. Brandy, anything else? Anything to discuss?
No, later on I'll discuss something in trouble.
Is it on the agenda? If it's
yeah.
not, you can bring it up. Okay.
No,
it's on the agenda. Good. Guy?
Two quick things. I mentioned last week about illegal apartments, and while I didn't see it on the agenda tonight, I was just wondering if we've given any more thought about doing a review of the COs, especially the ones that have been, I don't know, issued in the past 10 years or 5 years. Again, the idea is to try to identify some illegal apartment units and try to bring them within code before something tragic happens, especially this time of year with people's furnaces and such. The other thing is just a remind folks that we usually, the village board usually has a presence at that Dewey Lofel landfill cleanup meeting, so I am not available to attend it. I've attended the last bunch. I'll be out of town, so it would be, I think it's a good idea for someone to represent the village, really to get up to speed on what's happened since the last one. So that'd be good.
What's that date?
25th.
That starts at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think you got the letter on your thing. I will be out of town also, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately, but I will be out of town.
Thanks, Bob.
Bill?
Nothing.
Dave Scosher.
Yes, hello, everybody. Hope you had a good week, and that's about it.
Okay, so I don't really have a lot this month. I haven't heard anything new on the grant money from DASNY, although I did, as I reported last month, I did send in all the information on that. Later on this month, I've been talking to some folks, and we've putting together a committee for the to review the zoning ordinances in the village. So we're going to be, or I'll be appointing the members of that committee later on tonight. Other than that, that's about it. Missy? Code enforcement, you got the report.
All right, I met with the owner of Valero, and we cleaned up all the garbage and furniture in front of his store. I also met with another resident who had some furniture in front of their house, and it seems to be easier to just help, you know, people clean it up as opposed to try to go through the bureaucratic tape that it takes to get this stuff taken care of. So I'm thinking maybe as we move forward in the budget hearings, even talking about a community helper or something to that effect. So that, this stuff doesn't sit out there for, more than a month or so and get multiple complaints and fingers pointing left and right. But it's taken care of, so that's a good news. And we're going to be working on, now that we have this committee to review zoning ordinances, we'll talk more about changing what we're doing for code moving forward for the next year as well.
Anything on animals?
No report.
Community revitalization.
No report this month.
Village beautification.
All's quiet.
Historic preservation bicentennial. All quiet for the holidays.
Yep.
Youth committee.
Well, I have a little bit. The first basketball night at DPS will be held Thursday, January 19th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And then the second one will be Tuesday, February 9th at the same time. For more information, you can check out the village website or the town website. And if you like Facebook, you can go on their Facebook page. The date for the Easter egg hunt has also been set, and that's going to be Saturday, April 8th, 10 a.m. at Hope's Corners Firehouse. And members and friends of our youth committee will be assisting in all of these events.
Judy, what was that date for the first basketball night?
That's going to be Thursday,
January 19th.
January 19th.
Thank you.
6 to 7:30.
DBA.
No report.
Planning board. Nothing. Okay. Okay. Old business. Parking signs. Nothing on that. We didn't do anything, right? So we got to do something on that, though.
Been carried.
Yeah, we'll carry it.
Yeah.
Chicken ordinance.
Real quick, Dave, I just want to get the verbiage as to what
Yeah,
I'll email you tomorrow because it's, and I'll put in the sections and everything.
Right, so that way when we send it to Kevin, he's not questioning me.
Right.
That's what's going to happen. Just
if, and I think I have Kevin's email, so maybe I can send it to both of you.
Yes, he's seen it. So. Sounds good.
So we're on the chicken orders. I just have a question. I know that we've said that the R3500 is illegal, but what are we going to do about the rest of the areas that have complaints?
Maybe
what should I tell people when they call me?
Well, maybe that's something you look at in your new zoning ordinance.
That's going to be addressed in the zoning thing?
Well, we'll have to see where they are. I don't know where the other folks are. I mean, this is the only one that we've really dealt with. I have not... nobody's told me about... I've heard it said there are other people that have chickens, but I don't know who. And no one has been forthcoming to me with that information. So I think if we look at that and find out where they're housed, they may be housed in 3500 because a lot of the village is 3500.
If we address further, we're going to re-look at this law since we don't really have a full law on it. Is that what we should
do? It's going to be addressed in the zoning for sure. But if it's in the 3500, I think in all fairness, we ought to address any that are in 3500s if we have complaints.
So I just told somebody that called from a bank owner wanted to know if they purchased a house. It was on Malden. That was up in the air. I didn't know all the laws to it yet.
Well, we'll have to look at, we'll have to look at the zoning map and see if that, where the house is located, is a 3500.
So
that's the first thing. Well, I think it's established that 3500 is illegal. So if we're going to start, issuing citations over it, then we should do everybody.
Now, is most of Elm Street 3500?
Yes, I believe it is, the whole street.
Because I know there was a certain resident that voiced the opinion that he was against, the pro not having chickens, and we were supposed to address it in a new zoning to possibly redo the law that the chickens couldn't run wild and had to be kept.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to have some opposition, or you're going to have people that feel that we're kind of taking away the rights to. And I'm one of the people that, if I kept my chickens housed and didn't let them run loose and eat somebody else's property or whatever, I don't see anything wrong with it as long as I don't have a rooster. So I think when we deal with zoning here on the zone, that we need to take the opinion of not just people that don't want them.
Right. Right now we have a complaint and... it's been established by the attorney that
when we go to revisit this, then you need to...
Well, you can always change the law.
Take something in account, for some people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just take...
Like I said, you can always change the law.
I think the situation on Elm Street, if the chickens were housed, you wouldn't have a complaint, would you?
Probably not.
Yes, you would.
What's that? Mm-hmm.
Yes, you would.
You would?
But at any rate, it's established, so, if we receive complaints, we should act on them if they're in the 3500.
Now, when you say in the 3500, explain that to me. What exactly?
There's a zoning map. There's a plate.
There's a section of...
There's a plate that has a map of the village, and the village, it's cut up.
It's on the wall.
And you're in, an R3500 is an area of the village that encompasses a number of properties. And it's single family and multifamily housing is allowed in that zone, mostly is what it talks about. R10,000 is single family only. We have the business district. There's, I don't know if we have R5A, which is rural.
So certain sections are allowed to have chickens and other sections? No sections are
allowed to have chickens? We've established that 3500 does not.
Look at the, it says permitted uses or permitted, I forget what the phrase is.
If it goes by that, then it's not allowed anywhere because there's no zone that allows chickens.
So no zones allow chickens. Okay.
If you read it, if that's what the way you're reading it, every zone is pretty much, there is no permitted use zone that says you can have chickens.
Okay. I only went to 3,500, or whatever. I only answered that particular question raised in Steve's letter. So.
All right. Well, if we get, you know, if we get any other, any other complaints, then we should address them in the same manner. Okay. Anything else on chickens? Okay, here's Wama.
A few days ago, Bob, myself, and Charlie Collins met with Matt Curley, who is the CEO or head of Erks Wama up in Melrose. It was necessitated by a state audit that ran through and was very, very critical of the way it was being managed. So we felt that we ought to get his view, and we did. They have pretty much backed him completely as to what's going on and the way he's running it. And we have a contract right now that we just put together with County Waste. It's for a two-year period beginning January 1, this past January, and will extend through December 31 of 2018, 2 years. The rate that we're paying went up about 11%. But with that, we also have a guarantee to renegotiate at the end of that time for a period of 3 years at a cost not exceeding the price index. So that's the way it is right now. But on the good side, as a result of the audit, some money was retained, and we'll be the recipient of a refund as soon as all of the figures are put together by Erks Wama, in the vicinity of $2,500. Now, this can be applied against our fee for Erks Wama, which is around $5,900. So things are looking up from that point of view. Bob, you might want to add something in there if I didn't.
Well, I mean, my basic thing was, you know, we just went through this whole bidding process and signed a contract like 2 months before, and then all this, you know, hits the fan, and it's like, really, you know, and part of the, you know, a big portion of the report kind of dwelled on a conflict of interest situation that was perceived. And I think in talking with Matt, I don't think that it's a justified, although it is perception is, I don't think it's an actual conflict, but it does certainly, it could be perceived to be a conflict. But so anyway, we had gone through this, and when we got our bids back, we only got really one bid, two bids we got, and a letter from Waste Management that said they weren't going to provide us a quote. So we had a bid from County Waste, and then the bid from, I forget who the other company was, but they were double what County Waste was. So you know, so part of the thing was that, you know, Erks Wama seemed to be setting things up so County Waste had preferred pricing or preferred bidding or whatever. And in talking to Matt, his explanation was that a lot of the other towns that bid don't want to go out for long-term contracts. So the issue is that part of the contract is that the hauler has to provide the totes. So, you know, the totes they're like $50 a piece. Every home's got two of them. There's 485 homes. That's $100 a pop. You know, so $48,000, almost $50,000. If somebody new coming in, that, you know, would be at a $50,000 disadvantage right off the bat. So if you're only bidding for 2 years, it's very hard to make up that kind of money in 2 years, and be successful. So, you know, one of the things that the village might want to think about the next time after our 2 years are up, because we can bid again after 2 years, And if we don't like the bids, can just toss them out and negotiate CPI if that turns out to be a better deal. We were at the last year of our contract this year, so we were unable to do that. But we could certainly look at doing maybe a five-year deal, guaranteed contract, that would take and write that $50,000 over a 5 years at $10,000 a year instead of $25,000. So that might make it more competitive to other companies to give us competitive bids. So that's kind of what I got out of it. You know, I was just very concerned that, you know, we were, you know, that there might have been some kind of collusion or something there. But I don't think that that was the case. I think the explanation that that Matt gave, and certainly the way he explained it, as I've just explained it to you, I think makes a lot of sense. So that was my take on it.
My take also. You know, we have two choices. We can forget about having the village do this and go out individually. That's probably not in the cards, I wouldn't think. I mean, we've had a pickup for quite a while now, and to just say, hey, no, we don't want to be part of it, I don't think is a good idea. But I think what we want to do is to keep the cost down, and it already has gone down. And if Rick Swarma can provide the necessary help to us for that, I think it's probably a pretty good deal. That's all I have.
Okay. Any board members want to chime in on this?
Yeah, I'm all for the authority, but I'm concerned about the leadership there and the way that they're running the place. I mean, that the report wasn't flattering at all. I mean, you know, do they have an explanation for these other, you know, they're talking about, you know, $50,000 over here, and, you know, was there any explanation of why that those things happened?
Well, they a lot of those numbers were based on assumptions. They weren't based on fact. And they had a the report had a, you know, one of the conflicts was between the warehouse and the Urswama piece, because the warehouse was supposedly a separate entity and has its own directors and has its own budget. And I guess Matt works at both places. So he didn't, you know, keep a clear line of when he was working for Urswama and when he was working for the warehouse, so that, you know, the committee that did the group, the auditors that did this report, could decipher when he was working for which.
So has that been remedied now?
Well, he went back, and, you know, he tried to recreate his timesheets as best as he could, and he's going to be keeping better records in the going forward.
What? How do you guys feel about this guy, Matt? After you met him, do you feel as though he has integrity? They're going to turn things around and try to do the right thing now? Were they trying to hide
stuff? I don't think so. I think, you know, I don't know. My talking to him is, you know, I think he's a nice guy. I think he's trying to do the job as best he can. I don't think that, you know, paperwork is ever, it's not a strong suit, and he didn't feel it was that important.
Right.
And now that somebody's looking over his shoulder and saying it is important and this is what you got to do, I think he's going to do it.
Okay.
But I don't think he's dishonest or anything like that. But, you know, I think that, you know, when it comes to, like, the education that they used to provide, and we'd like to see them provide more, but he used to get help from the haulers to do that education. He would get them to contribute, and, you know, and he would put together a communication budget or an education budget with that money and benefit the municipalities that were part of the group, you know. And you know, and the ABO looked at that and said, well, you know, you're asking your people that are supposed to be independent and, you know, you're asking them for money and things, and you're not supposed to do that. And I mean, and you know, I mean, in the private sector, people do that all the time. But, I mean, and it doesn't buy anything. It's just, you know, good business.
Right.
But, you know, in the public sector, it's a little different, I guess. So, so he's aware of these things, and I think he's, you know, going to be keeping track of things a lot better.
Well, I would just go, go with your recommendations on you and Bill, and you know, Charlie, since you guys met him and feel comfortable.
But I don't think he's, you know, I think he's trying, he tries to do a good job.
Charlie Collins knows, or has spent some time with Matt more than Bob and I have, and Charlie seems to be convinced pretty much that he's on the up and up, and he's trying to do the job right, and maybe because of the report, this will get him to be a little more diligent.
And four of the other member boards all issued letters of support or resolutions of support for him, so... but so we did look into it, and that's what we found.
All right.
Snow and ice removal letter that went out. Copies in your thing here. Cute little letter, nice.
Thank you.
Not too.
So that has to do with guys' thing.
Oh, there's a few guys.
Yeah.
Oh no, it didn't go out. I just sent it to you guys.
You just gave it to us for the meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought a letter went out.
I sent letters to people, but this was the one you were talking about. You're going to put in the
advertiser. Yeah, yeah. Oh, make sure that everyone was approved.
Oh, okay.
This is the advertiser one.
I thought this was the letter they sent.
Not the other one that Bill was talking about.
No, this was the friendly letter. Hey,
yeah.
This is a reminder.
Mm. But you also sent an email that said that
you
had.
What do you guys think?
You also sent an email that there's
yes,
kid on a student or whatever on what.
Right, I have a list started in the office.
Okay, let's go.
So we need. I know, Bill. Are you aware of that there's a list of people that want to shovel snow?
Well, the list.
No, I was not aware.
The list has one boy.
One boy in West.
But it started.
Okay,
let's start it.
Wonderful.
One young gentleman would like to have snow job.
Okay.
Really?
I'm good with this.
You're good?
That's cute. I like it. Yeah, good letter.
No, I just want to make sure everyone's comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Okay. I thought that was the one they sent.
It's cold. Where's in there?
Okay, new business. Zoning Review Committee. So now that the master plan is done and we've got through the holidays, Zoning Review Committee is ready to get rolling. And start to see if we can codify some of the ideas that were brought forth from the master plan and put them into our zoning ordinances. So I talked to Josh Klieg, who chaired the master plan committee. He has agreed to chair the zoning review committee. Interest has been expressed, and I'd like to appoint Terry Breeds to the committee, Morgan Muldorf, who also was on master plan committee, and Terry Mooney has asked to be on the committee, and I'm going to appoint Dave Scotia as the representative from the board.
Okay, do we need a resolution to create this new
sure.
committee?
I am making that resolution.
Second
by Randy. Any questions on that? If anyone else is interested in that, it'll be publicized when they're going to meet, and you can talk to Josh, put your name forward, and we'll look at expanding if you know if anybody's interested. Any questions on the committee?
No.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Committee is formed. Okay. Josh would have been here tonight, but he had to stay home with Fiona, so not feeling well.
Bob, before you go on after new business, I got to ask something too. So.
Okay.
For public comment.
Yeah. All right. So all we have left on new business, the shared service agreement.
I don't see why we shouldn't not renew it. I mean, it's that's part of our reason why we're, you know, we get all the help we can, because we help and they help. And
what, shared services?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm for it.
Yep. Any questions on it? So I'd like a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the shared service agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Sorry, second.
Motion by Guy, seconded by David. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Randy?
Source water protection committee. Andrew's the chairman, right?
Correct.
Okay, we're trying to come up with a date that everybody's agreeable for our first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
With Chuck.
Okay.
So I forgot to mention that, but
yeah, we'll put let's put the water source committee on the agenda for a future report.
Okay.
Andrew's
he's
the chairman, and I'm the board rep.
Yeah.
But we're trying to come up with a Wednesday.
Kingley.
Yeah. He wants to meet on a Wednesday at night, so we're trying to come up with a date that works for everybody for our first meeting.
Okay. Just check with me, because make sure.
Yeah, I think he was going to contact you, and I got his email.
I just gave some dates to the planning board for some meetings coming up. They have a couple applications.
He wants to meet in a larger.
I don't know what they picked yet. They didn't get back to me.
Yeah, I know. I saw the email. It said something about the library.
Yeah, so I just.
He probably has a key.
Yeah.
Since he's a trustee there.
So Chuck's back in shape, so I guess from his heart surgery, I'm glad it happened.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Keep him busy. Don't let him rust up.
Yep. That's all I had. Sorry.
Okay. Anybody else got anything before we go to public? Open for public comment.
I forgot to want to amend my request. I also asked for your SWAMA 3-year budget for the autumn period. And in reviewing, I was just reviewing the report, I heard what you said. Has the village implemented any new policies, such as getting the slips from the transfer station that I, for years, tried to get from Matt Curley, and he refused to give them to me? Are you guys implementing anything?
We have not. I saw the invoice, and the invoice has the tonnage on each slip, on each one.
When they drop it, you get a slip. And we used to get them when Penny was running the place. But when Matt took over, the slips ceased to come to the municipality.
Yeah. We can ask for them, I guess.
Well, I just think it's transparency. If he's so worried about his audit, he would submit them. And then secondly, I was reading in the recommendation, will the board, because obviously they seem to not understand what their fiduciary responsibilities are, will they be training for those board members?
Good question.
Well,
I do not have an answer for that, but I know Charlie's the treasurer for the board,
mm-hmm.
as well as the director, so.
I mean, the audit clearly said they need to be trained. So I'm just wondering if I think the village needs to, you know, while you can accept what Matt has provided you, I really think that you guys are the one that should be telling him what they need to do. I mean, that audit is not good.
Mm-hmm.
At all. I mean, you can spin it whatever way you want.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Resolutions. Authorize the mayor to sign the Stop DWI grant.
I'm the only one that has a copy, but it's the same one we do every year. It's the money that the money gives us.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on the Stop DWI grant? They just pay for some of our officers' time to work on that. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Budget workshops.
Okay, looks like you have March 15th and March 29th. Are there another one? They're on the calendar, but
do
you guys confirm that?
315, 329.
When do we have to have the budget in place?
I think it's May 1st.
Okay.
right first.
Yeah.
So, okay.
We'll be all right. Taps Cap public hearing, that's currently set for April 12th, same night as the budget hearing. Make a motion for to set that hearing for April 12th at, do it for, I don't know, would we set 6:30, 6:15, 6:20, 6:15?
For the budget here?
No, the budget hearing is 6:30.
So you
can
do the tax.
So you have to do
the 6:15
on the tax.
It's a local law you do to allow you to override it.
Right.
Yep.
You're not going to. You're going to do the same thing you did last year. Same.
If we need it, whatever.
Did you make the resolution?
Well, we got to have it in place.
Second?
Yeah, you just got to pass the resolution before you pass the budget.
Right.
To do it the same night.
Well, we got to have the local law in place or so that people can look at it for the meeting on which we have the hearing.
Okay, so we need to draft of that local law.
Right. It'll just be like, it'll be eerily like last time.
Yeah.
Okay. I have it.
Okay.
I have it now.
All right, 6:15, I made that motion.
Second
by Randy. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Did you get a motion? Did we do a resolution on the budget workshops? We did not.
Make a motion.
Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, audit bills number 202 through 237 in the amount of $35,308.59 in the general fund and $1,339.30 in the water fund.
Motion
by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any question on the bills? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Adjournments
and all.
Randy?
Second.
And Guy, all in favor?
Aye.